Hello and welcome to the show. As mentioned in last month's show, the Men's Soccer World Cup starts next month on the 11th, when Mexico and South Africa kick off the tournament. Between then and the 19th of July, when the final takes place, 104 games will be contested, starting with 48 teams, up from 32 previous World Cups. Next month's event will be hosted by Canada, USA and Mexico. America has hosted the World Cup once before in 1994, when it was a huge success, breaking the record for the largest attendance at a World Cup tournament, when a total of 3.5 million spectators viewed 52 matches. And to date, that record still stands. Music has always been closely associated with soccer and is an integral part of its culture. In the context of the World Cup, it serves as a bridge, promoting unity across the diverse cultures. Music also serves to enhance the experience of spectators, adding to the atmosphere and energising fans and players alike. Songs associated with specific World Cup tournaments also help to create nostalgic memories of the tournament and also create an emotional connection to the legacy of the World Cup. The first World Cup took place in Uruguay in 1930, and while there was no officially sanctioned music, the unique Afro-Uruguayan rhythms known as candombe was very prominent. Possibly the first World Cup anthem was sung as well. Named Uruguayos Campeones, or Uruguayan Champions, was initially written as a poem to celebrate the country's victory in a major South American tournament, but was subsequently set to music for the 1930 World Cup. This would become, and still is, the unofficial anthem of Uruguay's soccer team. It wasn't until Italia 1990 when music took an official role in World Cups, when FIFA began designating official anthems for each World Cup and releasing soundtracks, starting with Una Start Italiana. This practice has continued through the years. To start off the show, we have four of arguably the most iconic tracks of World Cup history, starting with Ricky Martin's Cup of Life from 1998.
Cup of Life, 'cause your name is on it. Do you what it is.
Hiya, hiya, hiya. Hiya, hiya, ha.
Red one.
Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Aisha.
Hiya, hiya, ha.
Davido.
Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Trinidad.
Hiya, hiya, ha.
I wanna walk the walk on every street. I wanna ball out with the world at my feet. Hit every discotheque and ask it for me, yeah.
But what can you do? We navigate through all the rough and the smooth. Yeah, we got that rock and roll, that rhythm and blues. Yeah, yeah. I'm never blue if I am rocking with you.
I promise you now. Everything, everything gonna work out. Baby, tomorrow, no matter what goes down.
I promise you now. Gonna be sticking around. Every tomorrow, no matter what goes down.
One life, live it up, cause we got one life. One life, live it up, cause we got one life.
kitchen under the sun, elevating their favorite sign when he hit and run. You wanted it, you got it, the whole world is watching, so let's get this popping. We all live,
we right here.
Only one life to live, got so much to give. Fighting for the nation, now that is my gift. Run like a champion and win like a king. That's my only goal, my everything. Live it up now, now.
Following Cup of Life was Higher Higher, also known as Better Together, which was from 2022, then Live It Up by Nicky Jam, That was from the 2018 tournament. And finally, Chalky with Time of Our Lives from 2014.
Hasta el final.
Help me now.
Never lose your hope, no, you can't be far. No turning back.
First up in this set was O Africa by Akon from the 2010 World Cup. After that, Il Divo and Tony Braxton performing Time of Our Lives from 2006. And then Illuminate by Jesse Reyes and Eliana. And finally, Echo by Daddy Yankee. If you are enjoying this show, don't forget to try out the other shows on the Superstream Network.
Hi, my name's Rob Byers. I present the Archive Music Show for Monday night on Superstream. I play pop, country, instrumental and other types, mainly pre-1970. If you would like to join me Monday night, 7:30 to 9:30 on Superstream or later, superstreamonline.com.
Hello, it's Barry Chapman here. You can tune in to my show every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Sydney time on Superstream. Yes, I play various things, so you can either listen live on Tuesday nights or later from superstreamonline.com.
Hello, I'm Jamie Kelly. If you enjoy old-time radio, then tune in to Superstream Radio each Wednesday, 7:30 Melbourne time, where we look back at the golden days of radio, both in Australia and overseas. So please join me each Wednesday evening on Superstream Radio.
Don't forget to join me every Thursday night from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. for the 70s and Up. I'm Dean Calder and I play the best in music from the 1970s up to today. Your requests are welcome and we also have our Same Song to Virgin segment as well. So check us out for a lot of fun and great music every Thursday night here on Superstream.
Soccer clubs and their supporters have also adopted popular songs as anthems to be sung collectively by the fans at big moments in their club's history, such as important wins, matches, or promotions. Notable examples are Liverpool's use of You'll Never Walk Alone, sung by Jerry and the Pacemakers, and Scotland's Hibernian Football Club adopting the Proclaimers' Sunshine on Leith. Interestingly, both of these artists are local to their respective football clubs. Other notable use cases are Manchester City with Blue Moon and England's usage of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. These four songs make up the next set, starting with You'll Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, for your dreams beat us and blow. Walk on
can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
I'll thank him for his work in your birth and my birth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My heart was broken. My heart was broken.
Saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon it turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. The only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart,
without a love of my own. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
So the World Cup is full of skill and courage, light, music, culture, crowds, celebrations and commiserations. And none is more important than the collation and leveraging of statistics, which is super important for managers and their staff, and also for the fans closely following the games. Close analysis of game statistics tell us that teams who score goals tend to win World Cups, and teams who prevent other teams from scoring goals also do very well. But setting aside the obvious, it is more important for sides to get things right defensively, as successful teams at World Cups conceded an average of 2.1 fewer goals in the crucial group stages than unsuccessful sides, which is a bigger difference than in attack, where successful teams only scored 1.3 more goals than unsuccessful sides. Another factor is the age and experience of the playing squad and coach. Successful teams have an average age of 26 years and 9 months, which bodes well for countries like Spain, England, France and Portugal. And successful coaches seem to find that the combination of age and experience seem to peak while they are in their early 50s. Currently, the most successful team in 96 years of World Cup history is Brazil, with the most wins and goals at 76 and 237 respectively. They also have the most tournament wins at 5. Germany is second in both, with 68 wins and 4 tournament victories. Unsurprisingly, these two countries also lead in win percentages, with Brazil at an incredible 75.6% and Germany currently at 70%. Interestingly, the Netherlands, who have yet to win a World Cup, are third in win percentages with 67%, ahead of four-time winners Italy with 66%. Up next, we have mainstream songs adopted by fans and widely sung in stands at games, starting with the iconic Freed from Desire by Galar.
My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire.
Introduce you please to a lump of cheddar cheese. Knit one power, drop one cower.
Yeah! a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones says find a
finishing off this World Cup special, we had Vindaloo by Fat Les, Seven Nation Army by White Stripes, and lastly, Blur's Song 2. Getting up at 3 a.m. on a cold winter's morning to watch World Cup football involves lots of determination, passion, and the ability to cope with sleep deprivation. Sitting in the dark and cold while trying not to wake up others, eating leftover dinners from two nights ago, and sharing their space with a couple of reluctant cats requires much commitment. But for me, watching the most beautiful game in the world being played night after night by its best and most gifted players makes it all worth it. I hope the show gives you the inspiration to try it out. My tips? The head says Spain, France and Argentina are favourites, but my heart yearns for a Netherlands victory. Go the Oranje. Thanks for listening. My next show is scheduled for June 26th. Bye.